Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
The following show may contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
It does go well with a chicken.
I didn't know hanging out with you was making me smarter.
Full disclosure, Morty, it's not. Temporary superintelligence is just a side effect of the mega seeds dissolving in your rectal cavity.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And once those seeds wear off, you're going to lose most of your motor skills, and you're also going to lose a significant amount of brain functionality for 72 hours, Morty. Starting right about now.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk is brought to you by Pub Beer, the official beer of Cheap Fun.
We will love.
Okay, we apologize.
A lot of people saying Sacred Heart has diarrhea.
I saw that too.
Only you. Only you.
Yeah. Come on, Rob!
It makes me sad.
Yeah. Let's do that.
Go Beavers! How about that?
Okay. Right. Short break there.
Yeah.
What's sales doing?
Boy, that was.
Come on, sales.
It's a little thin.
Sometimes we got to pee.
Hey, we're back on time now.
A lot of people are saying sales has diarrhea.
A lot of people saying Sacred Heart has diarrhea.
Okay, we apologize.
That's one of the more underappreciated clips. And by the way, to the bite in the ass announcer, you don't need to apologize.
I think if I remember correctly, they let another one go. Like, that person on the field mic said something, and they kind of pretended to ignore it, and then the second one was way too much to ignore.
I love how, though, like, we make out, like diarrhea, like, oh, apologize to anyone that heard. Like, I get it. The bitch montage at 4 o'clock. All right, maybe, you know.
4:30.
Like, that may have been a bit, maybe a scooch.
I don't think it was.
Much, maybe.
Do not clip that, you son of a bitch.
I'm open to the idea, right? But, like, when diarrhea or when someone says, a damn or whatever, and then we have to do, dude, grow up.
Yeah, grow up.
A lot of people saying Sacred Heart has diarrhea.
It makes me laugh every time, though.
Exactly. Your kid probably thinks it's hilarious. Diarrhea. Cha-cha-cha. Diarrhea is funny. Just is. Unless you're dying from it, which is... diarrhea is like one of the main causes of death in the world.
There was a period in history in which it was the main cause of death in the world. It was like the 1600s or something.
So, But like right now, I still think it's like a top five killer in the world. So next time you think about bitching about your life or where, you know, like, you know, Republicans, Democrats, U.S., whatever, just realize for a major, like a huge swath of the world, your main concern is not dying of diarrhea. So I don't think we really have that in our country. Diarrhea is a punchline for a Sacred Heart game, not some sort of evil condition.
If I told you that you had to have explosive diarrhea once a day for the rest of your life,
yeah,
or you puke once a day for the rest of your life,
yeah,
which are you taking?
Okay, let me just say for the record, not to give too much information, but as someone with many like certain foods do not agree with me, mm-hmm, and I eat them all the time.
And you go poopy butt, or you just puke, or what?
No, I don't puke. The diarrhea thing, who cares?
Boy,
I'm not going to say that it's every day.
You don't want to puke.
Oh, yeah, I'll take explosive diarrhea. There's a good chance I have explosive diarrhea 4 out of the 7 days anyways. You're just adding one more day? Yeah, that's no big deal.
Really? You have diarrhea a lot?
Oh, absolutely.
Diarrhea pants?
Well, I've got the poo in my hands.
A lot of people are saying Big Suke has diarrhea.
Here's the thing. I know when I eat something.
Yeah.
Because I love spicy food, and I do not give a damn about my lactose intolerance. So if I have a twisty cone, a delicious dairy treat, I know what I'm doing. I wouldn't have a delicious, I wouldn't have a wonderful little treat and then like get on a train without a bathroom for 3 hours. I know what I'm in for. Same thing like with a spicy Thai meal, but all that takes like, I feel the rumble, go take care of it. 30 seconds later, I'm done,
yeah,
and I'm back in action.
That's a little bit of a cop-out. Like, we've all had that, yeah, where you ate some. It's like, ooh, that I must have had one too many cups of coffee, yeah, or, you know, ate something bad or whatever. It's not like food poisoning or anything. You just, no, something didn't agree with you, and you have the little, I mean, you know, kind of diarrhea.
Yeah.
I'm talking about explosive diarrhea.
Yeah, so am I. Yeah, there's no...
Like, big diarrhea. Yeah,
again,
Minutes long, maybe multiple times a day.
Okay, well, that's not the case.
Well, that's what I'm talking about.
But you said explosive diarrhea once a day. And
yeah,
I'm like, that's fine.
But explosive diarrhea can last for a while.
Mm.
You know how you're sitting there, and maybe sometimes you zip up and clean up, and then you're like, ah, dang it, I got to go back in there.
No,
you know?
See, that's not. I go take care of business, and then I move on with my day. And so I do not fear diarrhea. I do not fear stomach ailments. I walk right through those. Now, it can be a little, like, you know, dog walking situations. You know, I gotta be prepared. I gotta maybe sometimes plan it out. There's times when I've walked my dog where I have to come up with an exit strategy. I realize I'm too far from my home base. I gotta start looking for some bushes.
So, Suk, undeterred by diarrhea, my question now for Isaac is, would you like to have explosive diarrhea once a day or catch up on all your meals?
Catch up on all my meals.
Or with all your meals, you know.
Yeah, I'm kind of with Suk in a way, like, you know.
You seem surprised by his reaction, though. You're like, really?
Did.
It doesn't bother you that much?
I thought it was a closer question when I posed it, but he did not.
Yeah, I don't think one
the puking thing,
second about diarrhea.
But puking is like.
I hate puking.
Puking's awful.
Everyone does, but at the same time, it's pretty quick, and.
You often feel a
you
lot
feel
better,
way better
right after.
And it's done. Like, it's. I'm going to go, boy, that's a good one, the ketchup v. diarrhea. Because I can't put ketchup on everything. I hate ketchup.
I'll take diarrhea. I'm stating for the record right now, diarrhea, not that bad.
Suk likes diarrhea.
I don't mind it. You know what?
Kind of likes it.
It's over quickly.
Not always.
It expedites the process. You're just like, yeah, it's a power flush and I'm done.
Okay, what about this? So I'll probably have to slightly take the diarrhea over the ketchup. I can't stand ketchup.
Yeah.
And I love food too much. I can't ruin all my foods. I'll just take the mud butt.
By the way, leading cause of death in children?
Diarrhea.
Diarrhea.
So
kills
what
over
if,
a million people a year.
So you could puke once a day. You never know when.
Yeah.
Or you have emergency diarrhea.
Once a day.
Once a day. Like, dude,
yeah,
you have to get to a bathroom in 20 seconds.
Again, I don't think it's much different than my everyday life.
20 seconds?
I'm dealing with the diarrhea. I'm dealing with the diarrhea.
The urgency really has to give you pause,
though. It happens. I can't tell how many times I'm on the couch and my BTJ makes fun of me because I'll be watching something and I will get up and it is like, I got to go and I got to go now. When it comes on fast. I got stomach issues and I just don't, think it's that bad.
You just live with them.
I just live with them. You know, you take a probiotic, you try to watch what you eat. And I got something's on. You deal with it.
I love a good probiotic.
Yeah, absolutely. My son, by the way, I think it's a genetic thing because my son has it too. We both deal with it. You're like, yeah, you just deal. Anyone that makes a big deal out of that, yeah, you'll be fine. You just got to be aware. You got to be aware, and occasionally you got to be out in some bushes. It's always, occasionally you just got to, understand when you're, because you can feel it coming. Like, you have an idea.
Well, you can feel the pukey, too.
That's true.
You get that. That's a terrible feel. That's the worst part of puking, is that feeling.
Yes.
That first.
And like, that's, and I guess that's my thing is really bad. When diarrhea is popping up, like, it's like, ooh. Ooh. But it's not awful. Like, it doesn't, you don't feel sick. It's insane. Puking is for a while before you puke.
Yeah.
Now I got to deal with that.
A lot of people saying Sacred Heart has diarrhea.
Like, I see it all the time in the gym. Like, someone will be like leg pressing or something, and they'll stop like mid set and they just beeline. You're like, ooh.
Too much pre workout.
You're like, I know it's, a lot of caffeine. You know, jiu-jitsu, you're rolling around, and like someone all of a sudden is like, hold on. And they stop, they tap out, and you're like, are you okay? And they're like, yeah. And then they beeline to the corner. You're like, ah. Like, I know what's, I think it happens more than people want to admit. I think there's like a shame to it, and it shouldn't be.
It is kind of shameful.
It is.
But we can all relate.
Yeah. But it's not shameful. We all have to deal with it. Maybe not all of us, but I think, you know, if you're out there kind of getting into some stuff, you know, being adventurous with what you're eating and drinking, you know, hey, it's going to happen from time to time. You do a night of heavy drinking, yeah, be prepared. You're waking up the next day, there will be some issues.
That's the worst part about drinking for me these days is my irregular bowels the next day.
Yeah.
Not a fan.
Yeah.
Not a fan.
You just got
to
deal
with it. Oftentimes it keeps me, with it. Oftentimes it gets me to shut her down.
Oh, no.
I'm like, I don't want the poopy butt tomorrow. I'm out.
I just got, those are the whiskey S's, and you're just like, again, it's part of it. And maybe I'm just weird. None of that stuff is a deterrent. You would think after 40 plus years, I'd be smarter about it, but
I think as you get older, you will.
Yeah.
I think old people, when you get older, you like, everything's big deal, you know.
Yeah, I'm all right.
You always say when you get older as if you guys have like a 20-year age gap.
Yeah, you realize it's not that far.
Well, I'm not saying that's me. I'm saying we both will do that.
Yeah.
But you're saying you already do it and you're surprised Sook doesn't do it when he gets older, even though you guys are kind
I just
of
feel like
age.
When he gets older, he's going to, yeah.
You think there's a period of time where, like, the hard living, I'm like, no more, we're shutting it down.
I just think as human beings get older, they pay attention to every little thing way more.
Mm.
Because it really throws them off their game.
Yeah.
You know?
I don't know.
I do know. That's the way old people are. You've dealt with old people. I mean, it's insane. Like, oh, I really need my...
It's insane.
I need my Robitussin today or else I'm just going to throw my day off. You know,
that's true. Like, and I am to a fault. In some ways, it's a really good thing. In other ways, like, it's horrible. I am just a dealer. I just deal with stuff where I'm like, it'll be fine. I'll figure it out. And maybe as I get older, I have the inability to do that. But there's very few conditions or situations that I'm like, well, if I want to do something, I've yet to find a lot of consequences that will keep me from doing it.
It's kind of like applying the rub some dirt on it, you'll be fine scenario to your entire life.
Yes. I am the deaf. That's why I am not a good person for empathy. Like, if you have a condition, if you have an illness, I am probably not the person that you should go to if you're looking for the hug and the I'm
well,
so...
Well, yeah, you make fun of vertigo and gout.
Yeah, you know, hey. How bad could it be? You got a bacon toe, for God's sakes. Deal with it. You're fine. Get one of those little scooters and wheel around on it. But if I get bacon toe, I'm not going to complain about it. I'm like, well, I got to cut a hole in the side of my Van sneaker, and, you know, I'll limp myself around.
You have to puke one time a day randomly.
Yeah.
It will come on at any given time. Or I will give you vertigo for...
I'll take the puke. I don't want nothing to do with vertigo.
Well, you were making fun of my vertigo.
I was, but I still don't
Dude,
want it.
Dude, it is debilitating.
I know. I don't want it.
But sometimes it's short-lived. Like, sometimes it's just, you know, 30 seconds or whatever. I'm going to say 10 minutes of vertigo. Dude, you don't want that.
I'll just take the puke. Stuff like puke, you know, it's fine. Like you said, comes on a little bit, and I just carry around my old pukey bag with me. You know what? I'm going to bedazzle it, too. I'm going to have a little puke bag, and it's going to be like rhinestoned or whatever.
Start maybe a business.
Yeah, I'll get it sponsored by, like, it'll be like a Tullamore Dew bag.
The maybe, puke can go.
Yeah, like a Crown Royal sack or something. It's like, hey, dude, why are you carrying around that whiskey bag?
It's a puke bag.
What about the souk and puke?
Yeah, the souk and puke.
Yes!
Yes. Well, here's a little known fact, and I don't... she won't be mad because she is kind of proud of it. There is nobody that I know that pukes and rallies better than the BTJ.
Oh, yeah? Hey,
that woman is a freaking machine. When she, because you know the Asian gene, they don't handle alcohol so well. Now you get the Asian flush, and so she likes to have a good time. And after a couple drinks, you know, like the launch code has been pressed in. Like she gets to like you get to like 3-4 drink BTJ, the launch code has already been fired. One, she's not stopping, and you know that the puke is going to happen. But if you think for 1 second that a puke is going to stop her, oh no. She will disappear and then come back and like, and she, like no one knows. And then she'll like whisper in your ear. She's like,
with her puke breath. That
hot
puke
breath. With her hot puke breath is like, gross. I puked. You're like, yeah, honey, I know. And she'll be like, order me another one. She's a machine. And she even says this, like, she's like, whatever. She doesn't care. It's just, you plow through it. Again, rub some dirt on it. You'll be fine. So what's a little vertigo and some gout and a puke and rally
I
between
hope
friends?
You get gout.
And vertigo simultaneously?
I wish that upon you.
I just know, if you get gout, I'm making fun of you. I will. Every time. All right. Gout is the funniest disease that you can get.
We have...
It just sounds funny.
It's because you drank too much beer and had too much meat. Oh my God. And it's in your toe? It's hilarious.
We have... Trump v. Elon.
Oh, yeah.
And today, it escalated.
Yes, I love Tesla.
It really
He does not love Tesla anymore.
No.
That's next.
We're going to stop.
On the Fan. Well, I don't really follow politics much anymore.
Rob's out.
I'm out. I've been...
You've been broken.
I've been broken and decommissioned.
I think we're going to stop.
And so I don't really, because the daily updates just, it's a lot.
Yeah.
And it's just like, I'm just over it. So I have not really been following why Trump and Elon are fighting.
So it's over the big, beautiful bill.
Yeah. So. Well, I know Elon hates the bill. I don't know what the bill is. I don't care. I just think it's funny that Elon, I mean, like, this was really predictable, right? Like, this happens with everybody that deals with Trump. It's like, Elon Musk jumps into the election, and all of a sudden, he's like this key guy.
Yeah.
And then Doge, and now they hate each other, and they want to kill each other. That was maybe minus 250 on the betting card. Like, that was going to happen, right?
And you could see it the last little while that Musk has said that he's taken a step back, and he's not doesn't want to be involved in this anymore. And
so now they're throwing barbs at each other.
Oh, it's more than barbs. I mean, there's serious threats going on.
Allegations.
Yeah, allegations, and Trump is threatening to cancel all of his government contracts, and dude, it's bad.
So Elon dropped the big bomb today, and he tweeted, because he owns Twitter. You know that?
Yes.
Did you know that? Well, he owns X.
Everything's computer.
So he's going right at him, which I respect, because Trump is kind of Teflon. Like, he's
never seen anything like it in
my life. Yeah, it really is amazing. And he'll go at anybody, and people just can't. I've never. Okay, let me ask you this before we get to what Elon's is doing and saying. Who has handled Trump the best? Nobody can handle it.
Well, what blows me away, and this is, I hate to give him credit, but Stephen A. Smith, when there was talk of, you know, would Stephen A. Smith run. He goes, dude, I want to debate Trump. He goes, I do not understand why people don't go bad at him. So back at him. So Trump makes fun of people's weight.
Right.
He makes fun of their appearance. Whatever you think of him as a politician, dude, he is a fat, ugly, orange, you know, bankrupted how many different things. He's cheats on his wife with a porn star. So he takes all these personal digs. And I've never understood why someone, anybody, doesn't just start absolutely throwing it right back in his face.
Well, there's a lot of material to do so.
There's a ton of it, but no one does.
I just think people just want to keep it professional. Like, they don't want...
Oh,
like,
so there's decorum to the presidency now?
Well, no.
Sure.
No, I just think... I'm just saying anybody... Like, if he came at me, I would not... I don't want to get into that. Like, most people are just like, dude, whatever, you're an idiot, I'm moving on.
But that's his superpower, is that...
That's his bit.
But he just keeps going, and he wins. He wins at it.
Yeah, he doesn't really have any... there are no repercussions.
No.
Ever. Like, no. Shit. And that's what he does. And I think he's just kind of an eye roll to a lot of people, and they don't want to muck it up with him.
To his people, dude, that guy is God.
No, I know. I'm just saying, like, all the people that he attacks,
sure.
It's just like, of course he's going to attack me. It means nothing, whatever. And that's why I think a lot of people don't go back at him. But you're right. It's like there's never been anyone.
No, that pushes back.
Until Elon. And Elon.
And boy, did he.
He's not having it. So he said, this is on his platform X. You may know it as Twitter. Time to drop the really big bomb. Real Donald Trump, and he tags him in there, is in the Epstein files. That is the real reason they have not been made public. Have a nice day, DJT. Wow.
And then someone tweeted.
Bye, bitch.
Someone tweeted about Trump being impeached off of this, and Musk retweeted it and put facts. He said the truth will come. Truth will come out.
Okay, but isn't this... This is so Trumpian in that...
Nothing.
First of all, of course he was in the Epstein file. He's got a bunch of... he was like buddies with Jeffrey Epstein.
Yeah, for like 10 years.
So it's kind of like understood.
Well, there's audio of Epstein saying that like they were best friends. But again, nothing sticks to him, so it doesn't
matter.
That's
what I'm saying. The other point here is that no one will care.
No.
He could release... Like, if Trump isn't in the Epstein files, he would release them and say, see?
Well, he calls a bunch of
but
people
he
pedophiles, and everyone cares. But if he gets called, or someone associated with him gets called, one's like, nah, whatever.
He's amazing.
Well, that's his incredible superpower, is that...
Never seen anything like it.
People will not care. If he is in the Epstein files, they'll be like, whatever.
Yeah. He once
of
said,
course he was.
He once said that he could shoot someone in the middle of Fifth Avenue and no one would care. And it's true. Like, it was a joke at the time, but it is true. Do you watch The Boys at all?
No.
I've seen the first two seasons.
Okay. So Homelander, who's the main villain in The Boys, it's a show on Amazon, and it's basically what would happen if superheroes were real. And they're all horrible people.
And they're like government assets, kind of?
Yeah.
Like they're part of a government program?
So Homelander is Superman if Superman was a psychopath killer. And by the way, Homelander is a Trump guy. Like he is very... He's very MAGA, and it's not subtle on the show about it. And he is, like, the definition of evil. Like, the stuff he does is shocking. And the guy who plays Homelander, because I guess the final season's coming out, he gave an interview, and he goes, you know what the weirdest thing is? He goes, every time Homelander does something terrible, the amount of love, like, that I get... From people, not saying they like the character, saying they love what I'm doing on the show,
commentary.
Like love the action. He goes, it's shocking to me. And that's the magic of Trump. No matter what he does, he cannot turn away his supporters. They have blind loyalty to him. And it is, like I said, it's a superpower and no one else has it. And no one else has the balls to go at him. But Musk apparently does.
Yeah,
he
Musk
care.
Taking shots. I haven't seen what Trump said or
Trump
whatever.
Said the easiest... Well, at first he said that he's crazy. He's calling him Crazy Elon now because he's got to come up with a name.
I love his nicknames.
It's Crazy Elon said that he's going crazy.
Sleepy Joe.
And he said the easiest way to save money in our budget,
Crooked
billions
Hillary.
And billions of dollars, is to terminate Elon's government subsidies and contracts.
Okay. Well, so. That's actually a pretty measured response to Eli.
You do it anymore, you're going to have problems.
But you know, you can see what's happening here, can't you?
Yes, absolutely.
What?
Well, so Musk wanted certain concessions, and he wasn't getting them. And so, obviously, now that they've his influence was waning on Trump. Trump used him, and it wasn't a real need for him. And Trump was not giving Elon what he wanted, and this thing all came to a head.
Yeah,
this
but
is
I
what
think
happens. Everyone that deals with him,
oh, yeah,
eventually
it
flames out.
But I think what's happening here is Elon is, I don't even know, could he run for president?
No.
He wasn't born here.
He's South African.
Yeah. He said, is it time to create a new political party in America that actually represents the 80% in the middle? He's already pinned that tweet to the top of his account. He, by the way, has 250 million followers or whatever.
Well, he owns
so it. He's a, yeah, I mean, it's a, and 81% of people say yes.
Yeah.
You know he is going to lead the charge now for that next election cycle. And he's going to handpick a guy, and he's going to be behind it. And I'll be damned if he probably won't make quite a bit of headway with
so
that.
So Elon already said he spent a couple hundred million dollars. He said that Trump wouldn't have been elected without me. Trump then said that they had a great relationship. Don't know if we will anymore.
Yeah, Elon's tweet said Trump would have lost the election. Dems would control the House. Republicans would be 51-49 in the Senate. Such ingratitude,
he tweeted. So
I feel like Trump's being kind of measured right now. What's going on with him?
Well, it's possible.
He hasn't unleashed
yet. Does Elon have more on him?
Well, and that's what you got to wonder, too, is that, remember, he had, like, unfiltered access to all the information. Who knows? But you finally have someone who is a big swing and you-know-what that's pushing back, and it's getting ugly. So now a bunch of Republicans are, like, trying to be like, guys, let's... Like, even Jake Paul was like, guys, let's... When Jake Paul is trying to be the voice of reason... You know,
Jake Paul. Oh God!
He's claiming these two alpha males.
And
need to...
this is why I'm out. Jake Paul's involved. God.
Yeah. Oh, it's just.
It's kind of funny.
It just.
Kanye tweeted, "Bros, please know we love you both so much."
The idea that just a few months ago. Seriously, he was selling Teslas on the White House lawn.
Teslas.
I love Tesla.
And was given unprecedented access to everyone's sensitive information. And now one's calling the other one a pedophile and that you should be impeached and that he's going to start a different political party. I mean, it's insanity.
Somebody pointed out that one party has the nuclear codes and the other has everyone's personal information in the world. It's like a pocket civil war.
Yeah, what could possibly go
here
wrong?
Here now!
Crazy Elon now.
good times.
Is it?
No, it's is not. It? They're like children.
I mean, I understand.
Seriously, they're like 10-year-old children.
I understand that this is all kind of funny and whatnot, but...
It is.
One is the leader of the free world, and the other one is arguably the most powerful man outside of the leader of the free world, and now they're in a pissing contest. My God.
We've given away too much to arrive at these political compromises. Yeah, now. Boy!
Well, I'll go back to not caring.
Here now!
It's hard to not see this. I mean, it is...
It is everywhere.
It is everywhere.
But...
But you're right. So far, at least I think from the POTUS, it's for him, it has been measured.
Yeah, he's up to something.
Yes.
Because he hasn't gotten pissed unleashed like he usually does.
I'll give it till about 2 in the morning when the Adderall kicks in and he'll...
Isn't that right? Like it's usually like late at night?
Late at night and he'll just write.
And he gets all rage?
Yeah. Believe me, there's no way that there isn't just a manifesto of piss and vinegar coming out eventually on whatever truth platform he has.
All right, coming up next, they are calling it the best photo ever uploaded to the internet. Here's Buck.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots
and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire. The fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus T&Cs apply.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Okay, now I have to tell you why the All-American Rejects are pioneers.
Is there a song that I would know?
Yes, this is their one of their main hits.
Okay.
This is called Dirty Little Secrets.
Okay.
And in my opinion, it sucks, but...
it's a pop punk rock vibe.
Yeah. Let me know that I've done wrong. You know this?
Not really.
They were big around the time Ryan Reynolds and Tara Reid made Van Wilder. That doesn't ring for you.
Yeah, this doesn't ring a bell. Not saying that I, you know.
Well, let's get to the chorus.
Okay.
And then maybe you'll be jumping out of your chair to dance.
Yeah. Probably not, but all right. Yes, it just sounds like every other...
I feel like it was in an American Pie movie, maybe.
Yeah, I could see that.
It does really feel like a 90s or 2000s movie.
Yeah, American Pie, something with Heath Ledger in
maybe
it.
Maybe Eugene Levy.
Yeah.
So that's the All-American Rejects. Now, they are making waves right now, okay. JC Babes, because...
They are.
It began about a month ago when the band, they accepted a last-minute offer to play a house party near USC.
Okay.
And it turned out to be, this is from GQ, I'm reading you this from GQ.
Okay.
It turned out to be a raucous affair and a light bulb moment that rearranged their entire approach to touring. Frontman Tyson Ritter said, "At USC, I saw a Gen Alpha kid get raised in the air by his community, and I saw the veil lift. His eyes were as big as plates, and I just felt like this is something great. Why not do it again?" Reinvigorated, the band has spent the last few weeks on a brief but extremely viral house party tour throughout the U.S. which found them shredding in a barn in Iowa, a Minneapolis bowling alley, and the backyard of someone's house in Nashville, where someone cut a hole through the fence to get a glimpse of the band.
Okay.
He said, "We played 12 shows in 10 days. We are not young. I've never played 12 shows in 10 days in my entire career." Hmm. But in the spirit of communing with fans, sans traditional gatekeeping and ticketing websites, the band has launched a new online presence on OnlyFans.
Oh. Okay.
Because of this. So he's saying, so this guy Ritter's pretty sharp. He just did a big GQ article and he's all oiled up and,
sure,
you know, got his shirt off and stuff. But he said, this says he's a little secretive about precisely what people can expect from the OnlyFans page of the All-American Rejects, but it's free to join, and it is nudity-free, although he's got some bod photos
on it.
Yeah,
he's scandalous.
But he says he thinks this is the new way to interact with his audience. Now, remember, bands, a lot of acts are really upset about the whole ticketing thing.
Sure.
You know, how to get their stuff to their fans. And he said, quote, "I think most people don't realize that OnlyFans was a product of the pandemic that started as a Patreon for artists. And then it was infiltrated by a genre that made it become a bit of a trope. It's a platform that is offering an experience where the artist can set the price and it's artists to fans. There's no middleman. There's no subscription costs unless that artist chooses to do that. That seems like a good thing." So then you can, if you want to read more about it, you can go read his, they have an interview with him on GQ. Well,
I'm reading through some of this, and I get what he's saying, but this also means that you're not a very successful band.
Well, of course they're not, but they're reinventing themselves.
Sure.
And I think it's a pretty smart thing. I wonder if this is not going to be something that more acts do.
Yeah, I can see it. Like, if you have a hard time, and obviously you're not, you know, their profit margins are thin and you're playing little small clubs and someone's taking a cut of it and all that, and makes sense for people that are having a hard time selling out a 3,000 seat venue. But to someone that's playing Moda Center, you're not doing that. So I think in some ways, it was no different with MySpace or anything else. It's just another way for music acts that can't sell albums, because no one sells albums anymore, and can't really make a lot of money on tour, to try to cut out the middleman and put more money in your pocket. That makes sense. Let's see what he's doing there. Not going to get me to listen to the All-American Rejects, but...
He said, "What's wrong with a little peen bursting through the zipper?"
Some of the photos are pretty, you know, they're pretty scandalous.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, but... Look, you get
tasteful nudes.
Is there any difference between this and some aging female? Like, Denise Richards just went on OnlyFans. Denise Richards probably hasn't had a real paying gig.
I think it depends on what they do with it. I mean, you know, if they, like he said, if they use it as a way to kind of do their own thing with their fans, I think that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Now, if it's just promotional material of him with his shirt off, you know, then okay, he's like Denise Richards. But he's saying they haven't fully vetted it out yet, how they're going to use it. But he's saying, like, look, this is the way I can, I can interact. Like, maybe this is how the house party thing starts.
Sure.
Continues.
I saw when, I remember during the pandemic, because I do like a lot of smaller bands. The White Buffalo is one of my favorite acts, has been for 15 years, and he's not a huge artist. If you don't know the White Buffalo, look him up. He's fantastic. And he had one of these, and I did it a couple times on over COVID, because that guy makes his money off of touring small places, you know, trying to get 1,000 people to come out and see you play, a couple hundred. And so he had one of those where he played live concerts, like out of his garage, and or you know whatever, $10. And I think there's been a lot of these sorts of things, and it happens, by the way, on radio a lot now, where hosts get fired or whatever, and what do? They start their own. What is it, Patreon? They start their own podcast where it's like, hey, if you like the show, you know, give us $10 a month and we'll give you all this content and try to have one-on-one interaction. And I think what people have figured out with the OnlyFans thing is, I was talking to my kid the other day about this. Who's the fighter? We were watching the UFC fights. And remember, we were talking about...
Zant, who's on there?
Yeah, we were talking about how the two girls that were fighting, one of them didn't show up for the fight. I was talking to my kid about it. So she was talking to me about female fighters, and I brought up Paige Van Zandt, who I said was this really pretty gal, and She's a terrible fighter. And she now has this massive online OnlyFans. And she doesn't do hardcore nudity. She does like...
She's like in like lingerie and stuff like that.
Yeah, like she's naked, but she covers, you know, covers her stuff up. But she, you know, she puts it out there, her and her husband. And she says that she makes more in one day on OnlyFans than she did in her entire MMA career. And my daughter was like, are you serious? And I said, look up how many subscribers. And she has like, it's like 500,000 subscribers and her subscription is like $9 a month. And my daughter was like, oh my God, you're like, do some math. If you get a couple hundred thousand people that give you even $5 a month, you start doing some math for acts like this. If you can get, even if you could get a band like All American Rejects, if they could get 10,000 people to give them $5 to $10 a month.
Well, that's what he's saying.
Yeah, it's probably such a bigger thing than anything they're going to do in today's modern business.
It's really like we think of OnlyFans has been dumbed down, like you said, but what if you used it this way? He said, he's like, what if it drives a young band to saying, hey, here we are. We want to be able to play a show. If you like music, you like us, give us a dollar.
Yeah.
If there's 1,000 people, that's $1,000 and maybe we can rent a venue for a night.
Sure.
Like that's something they couldn't do before.
Yeah.
And OnlyFans would allow them to do that. He said, like, this is his quote, there's unlimited possibilities for fans that are directly connected to the artist to be able to champion a band they like.
Yes.
The purest way to make the cream rise, this S will be found and wants to be supported.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's a smart, I like the way he's looking at it.
Yeah.
I don't know if it'll work, but I like the way he's looking at it.
It got, like I said, there were a couple small bands that I gave money to during the pandemic to see a, quote, live show. And part of that was I wanted to see it. And part of it was, did I love this band? I don't buy any of their music because it's all on Spotify. And here's $10. And I got to see a cool hour and a half live concert from the White Buffalo's garage. So I do think he's onto something there. And for a lot of people, maybe that is the way because the music industry is tough now, unless you're one of the huge bands that can, you know, sell out 70,000 seat stadiums.
I see Andrew Nemec in there. He's ready to go.
Chomping at the bit.
I think Buck is having to hold him back. Is that? Yeah, Buck's holding him back right now.
Holding him back.
He wants to come in here and talk about Trump and Elon.
That's right.
I think he's a big Trump guy.
Yeah, yeah, big Trumper. That's what I've heard,
that's
too.
That's a word on the street.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah, he's got a MAGA hat on tonight. Unbelievable.
It's called sports. It's called baseball in particular.
So we will wrap it up next on The Fan.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services.
It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
That I decided the Big Souk OnlyFans is coming next week.
Great.
Exclusive Soukanic content.
Good. You should.
I don't know what exclusive content I would have, but...
Well, your hot body.
Check this out.
It's really all you got.
Yeah, unfortunately, I don't think many ladies think that'd be more of a dude's thing, and I'm Jason Soukanic. My penis is very, very important to me.
I'll get creative, you know?
You want to drink with me? Like, every night I'm just going to sit and have drinks, and I'll just do live chats while I drink and smoke in my living room. And I can squirt from a distance.
Yeah.
Live from the hot tub.
Wow.
It's disturbing, Buckley.
Yeah, well, I don't think you'd get my money.
Probably not. But I got a buddy of mine who's got a friend.
Of course, I'm not on OnlyFans.
And we were having this discussion because she moved to Australia, but it was a platonic friend, and she was I think it was on Twitch, and he goes, yeah, she doesn't get naked, nothing. She's not scantily clad or whatever. She sits in a chair on Twitch and like she just talks to people and she makes a bunch of money and just does it from anywhere in the world, and dudes pay her and they like tip her. I think there's like, I don't think it's a monthly subscription. I think they just tip her and she just sits there and she's cute. She's not like a model or anything, and she doesn't show off, you know, the goods. And he goes, dude, you'd be amazed at how many girls just sit in a chair, in a gaming chair with like one of those circle lights, and dudes just
Kind of engage dudes, barely.
Kind of engage dudes. And it's like, and they ring it up. And that's what I said. Like, you get a couple guys that tip you $10 here, $20, and said, like, sometimes you get some dude that just randomly tips $500.
Well, I think a lot of them have, like, Amazon wish lists, yeah, too, which can be made public. Yeah. And they can basically say, oh, if you like my content, just go buy me some stuff. Yeah. And they do.
Yeah, they do. They get sent to, like, a P.O. box. And he says she goes, this is her only job. And I was like, and she makes money. He goes, dude, she does well. And that's a good bit. That's what she does.
A lot of lonely fellas out there.
I guess.
You just want to talk.
And I don't think guys can do that.
No.
I think that's
try that. You should try it.
I think that's exclusive. I just sit in a chair and I just sit there at night with like a glass of scotch, a glass of Lagavulin in front of me. How many people want to interact and just sit there and like talk to me while I sit in a chair? That can't be a thing. And yet with women, it happens in spades. Have you ever had a grown man take your pants off?
I'm guessing there is not one woman, no offense,
no,
that would want that.
No, right? That can't
be. I bet there's one.
Maybe one. You think? Maybe one.
So I'm making
$10.
$10.
She'll tip you
$10. Yeah, come on. And I'm like, and we're there for like an hour. I'm like, come on, man. Make this work. Make this worth my while. Give me that $9.99.
Knowing you, you'd probably piss her off in the first 5 minutes, and then you'd have zero.
I'm launching my Twitch career. OnlyFans and Twitch.
Now, can you peruse OnlyFans? Like, can you go on there and, like, poke around?
You have to pay for... I think you can go... Because I don't think it's an app. I think it's a website. But, like, in order to see anything...
There's no OnlyFans app?
Boy, I don't know.
Is that true?
That I don't know.
I'm going to my app store.
But no,
I'll report back.
I think you have to pay for...
I thought you had to pay for some of them, but not all of them.
Well, yeah. The All-American Reject guy said it was free.
It was free, yeah.
I think the thing is, like, the ones that are free, and then once you're in there, then you have to pay for, like, the exclusive content.
Okay, it does not have an app.
Yeah.
You're right about that.
Yeah, it's just a website. And so I think they get you in with a, hey, mine's free. But once you're in, now you got to pay for the stuff.
OnlyFans, it kind of looks like Twitter.
Yeah, and then it's just like, right? It's like a pay for play sort of thing. And I think like the dudes, like they like the, again, it's like the one-on-one interaction. I guess it's not one-on-one. They feel like it's more, I've never understood why wouldn't you just look at the naked photos or whoever. But I guess it's the interaction. Dudes somehow think that they're
connected.
And dudes are willing to pay lots of money. Because again, guys, very lonely.
Apparently Cardi B's on there. Did you know that?
So hers obviously wouldn't be nudity.
No.
I think she's put nudity out there before, though. I think Cardi B don't give an F.
Bad Baby's on there?
She makes millions. Millions and millions and millions.
Rico Nasty?
I don't know who that is.
Yeah, you can't really... I'm looking here at their website. You can't really...
No, it's just like you see the... You see like the, hey, you have an OnlyFans page, and then you have to pay to get in.
Stupid.
Hey, it works. Lot of money to be made.
Not for you.
No. I don't think there's a big career.
A lot of people saying Sacred Heart has diarrhea.
Okay, we apologize.
But look at someone like Mr. Beast. I think Mr. Beast might be the most successful online person there is, and he's not nude. He's puts out content.
What if he geared down?
Boy, that be better. Or...
Are there people lining up to watch Mr. Beast gear down? I wouldn't think so.
Yeah. I don't know. Is there anyone paying for any dude to gear down? Like,
yeah, are there dudes on OnlyFans getting all naked and stuff?
I would assume. I would guess. But like, how would you say it? Like, naked ladies are something that you have to, like, seek out. Dude, naked dudes, they're like...
That whole chat roulette thing where every third screen was just a dude cranking down. Yeah.
It's the difference between, like, women are like cars. You have to buy cars. Men are like couches. You just find a couch. I need a couch. I can go find one. You don't go find a car. You buy a car. Couches? Nah, couches just happen. That's the difference.
Well, that's going to do it for us today.
Andrew, yeoman's work from you two.
Thank you. I agree. Andrew Nemec and his MAGA movement coming in here next. Unbelievable.
Very successful. Very rich.
I think he's buying a Tesla. Although now...
I love Tesla.
Yes. So do the Republicans now no longer love Tesla? And do the libs start loving Tesla?
It's a full-on identity crisis for them now.
What do? You got to take off your bumper stickers?
I don't know what to do.
I'm glad I don't own a Tesla.
I bought the...
Everything's computer.
Good thing I bought the other EV.
I have a 2013 Subaru.
And believe me, I've ridden it. It's tasty.
It sure is.
Gold.
I'm jealous. Every time I get in my car, I get jealous that it's not a 2013.
You know what I did today?
Subaru.
In the Subi, I replaced the winter mats with the summer mats. That's right.
It's tough. That's good living, man.
That, you know what it is.
Yeah. It's good living. I don't even have summer mats.
Neither do I. Winter mats, year
round. I have all weather.
Lame. All right, Nemec is coming up next. We are back tomorrow, 3 to 7 on the Fanga Night.
Red ships of Spain, red ships of Spain.
Here now.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance.
What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.